You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Nigel Brunel is the Director of Financial Markets at OMF and has written some strong pieces about New Zealand's emissions trading scheme and decarbonising our economy. I spoke to him this morning about what voters should look for in climate change policy, and I began by asking him what role the government has to play in tackling such a big issue.
The government's role, I suppose, is, you know, part of the international community in signing up to global agreements as it has done under Kyoto and now under Paris, and then setting about how it is going to incentivise the economy to decarbonise effectively.
On the topic of this, could you explain a little bit about, in simple terms, how our emissions trading scheme currently works?
New Zealand's emissions trading scheme is effectively the way, or the main mechanism the government uses to reduce emissions. It's effectively a market-based tax where it's, forestry is the currently the main printing press. People grow trees, sequester carbon, earn carbon credits. They're issued by the government. They sell those in the market to emitters who are obligated to buy them, such as fuel companies and electricity generators and landfills. And then those landfills buy those credits, put an emission return into the government, hand those credits back to the government, and the government cancel them. That's how the merry-go-round works. And the way the economy wears that is through higher prices for fuel, electricity, landfills, etc.
Right, and I see that you've written that the Paris Climate Agreement is a profound sort of achievement, but it doesn't go far enough. Can you explain what you mean by this?
The Paris Agreement, whilst it's profound from the point of view it covers basically, you know, almost all the world's emissions on the planet, even though with the US, you know, looking to withdraw, far from the point of view that it does encompass all emissions, but it doesn't go far enough from the point of view of we still have to reduce emissions further to avoid that sort of temperatures rising above that sort of 1.5%. So there needs to be further cuts by countries in order to get our emissions to start falling.
What do you think the next sort of best step the government could take to reduce our emissions would be?
Well, it's obviously it needs to, you know, through the emissions trading scheme and through other complementary measures, incentivise New Zealand economy to decarbonise. So electric vehicles, finding a solution for agricultural emissions, planting more, incentivising the planting of more trees, and finding other ways that it can mitigate or abate carbon emissions and effectively, you know, turn our emissions towards zero, or our net emissions towards zero.
What parties, political parties, do you see as having the best approach towards dealing with climate change?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, New Zealand's actually got one of the toughest targets on the planet because it's got a big percentage of its emissions are agricultural and it's highly renewable already, so it doesn't have a lot of low-hanging fruit. But what's interesting is that pretty much the whole parliament's aligned towards the goal of reducing emissions. One would probably imagine that Labor, Greens would have a more ambitious target than the current National, but they're all pretty much aligned on the view that we need to decarbonise.
So if a voter is thinking climate change is one of the biggest issues to me and I want to vote for a party that will support that, what do you think they should be looking for?